What drives corporate culture? What is a corporate value? What's the value in values? On this episode of FINRA Unscripted, we learn the answer to these questions and more as we discuss FINRA's recent implementation of four new corporate values to drive the organization forward. Welcome to FINRA Unscripted. From Rockville, Maryland, I'm your host, Caitlin Kiernan. I'm pleased to welcome a new guest to the show today, Rosie Allen, Senior Director of Organizational Development at FINRA. Rosie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So, Rosie, we invited you to sit down with us today to talk about values. FINRA recently rolled out four corporate values, but before we get into that, I wanted to ask, what does it mean to be Senior Director of Organizational Development? Can you tell us a little bit about your background and what you do?
Yeah, I'm happy to. So we are a team that focuses on providing solutions and strategies when it comes to everything people for FINRA. We're actually renaming ourselves from organizational development, which is a great term, and it's what a lot of us have our degrees in, to talent management, learning, and culture. So TMLC.
So you're really making culture front and center there.
Yeah, we really are, which is a great shift. I think it says a lot for us and the organization.
What is a corporate value?
It's such a great question. I think when we picked up this work, we struggled with that exact question because we actually started with culture and started looking into the research around culture. And it's in every article, I think, that comes into our space and in the people solutions area these days. And everybody interpreted it differently. So I have blended it down to just this very basic premise, which is culture is just defined as the way people act. So if you want to look at the culture of an organization, go look how people act. That's the culture. But what helps people understand how to act, how to behave, how to make decisions is the values. So the values drive that. So now you can start to appreciate peeling back the onion. Okay, so now there's values that drive this. Well, what drives values? Well, you have to define that. You have to tell very explicitly folks what it is that you think is important so that they can then behave in accordance with that. So we say that our culture is our values in action. People ask me all the time, but what about a belief, Rosie? What's the difference between a belief and a value? And I define it this way. If I believe something, it doesn't necessarily cause me to act and behave differently. I believe that I should eat right, but I still have cake and ice cream and some of the things that I know I shouldn't eat, right? I believe it, though. I absolutely believe the science behind it. But I value what I do at FINRA. And because I value my work, I come to FINRA and I act in accordance with those values because it matters so much to me. And I don't ever not think that those are the things that I should do. Of course, we're not always perfect, but I wholesomely believe that the values drive how I act. So that's for me the difference between a belief and a value.
And so you mentioned that the values drive the culture. And so FINRA just introduced four corporate values. What prompted this process?
It was a long process, to be honest with you. So a gentleman on my team, when we started to pick this up, was going to a conference, then came back and said, Rosie, I don't know how to tell you this, but the head of Twitter was just standing up and said, if you really want to hurt your career or derail your career, pick up a culture and values project. And I thought, oh no. So we were picking it up and said, we're not going to let that turn us away. What happened for us was we recognized that FINRA was kind of turning around the corner and looking towards the FINRA of the future. And as a result of that, started thinking about who we are and how we behave. So that's what prompted it. Once we started looking at that, it quickly got to, we need to look at values. So a lot of people asked about the values and why we needed to reinvent ourselves. And it was very important for us to point out that we were not creating a new FINRA. We took all of what was good in FINRA in the past and just modernized that to bring our values forward. So for example, we took a value called teamwork and made it collaboration as a more modern word, and to be more forward thinking that we want to break down team silos and be more collaborative across the organization.
You said it was a long process. Like, how long did it take and how many people were involved?
Oh, yeah. So, Okay, length of the process. So once we picked up the work, I'm going to be very frank and honest and say it wasn't that everybody was excited and wanted it to happen. So we started the project and got in front of a lot of our leadership team who said, yes, they understood it. They wanted us to do something. But at the time, there was a lot going on. So I would say it took a good 7 to 9 months to just get the ears of people to listen more about it. But you know what? As I look back, I think that's less to do with folks not understanding it and getting it and saying that it's not important. It was more that we didn't yet even understand it ourselves while we were talking about it. And once we could get clear about what this was going to do for us and that it wasn't just how people will behave and be nice to one another, but it's going to be a business driver, that it started getting momentum. So after those months of kind of talking about it with a lot of people and other things taking precedence, then it was a conversation that I had with Todd DeGancy, who our People Solutions team rolls into, asking, can we keep pushing on this? Because we know it's important. We know there's a lot of other things going on, but would you be willing to let us continue going down this road? And he was completely supportive. And I think that had a lot to do with the fact that he had more time for us to explain it so he could have an informed opinion about why it was important. And we just hadn't had that time with everyone else yet. So we started working it. And what we did is talk to some people to figure out how to go forward. And I'll be honest, there was a couple different approaches. Some said, let's just talk to Robert Cook, the CEO, and say, Robert, how do you want us to act? And he'll tell us, and then we'll just roll it out. And then there was the research we were doing that was saying, we need to do it from the ground up for it to be successful. And we really went with more of the research and the outside help. And once we started getting that momentum, we did focus groups and started at the bottom and asked folks, why are you here? Tell us stories. Because if we knew anything, we knew that values were in all the stories. So we asked folks, tell us some stories about FINRA. And from that, we could weave what values they really appreciated. We asked them what our current values were. And unfortunately, not many people could recite them, which again was not great, but was good in the sense that we knew we were onto something. Yes. That needed to be addressed. And then once the focus groups happened, we just started gathering data from there. And it was a long iterative process. And one day we were at the Awards of Distinction, which is a yearly event that we have for people who really are outstanding in what they do for FINRA, and got to talk to that group as a focus group. And our management committee, made up of all of our C-level leaders, were there, and that perked the interest. Once that happened, they fully understood it, saw people around them, and were on board.
Do corporate values only matter internally? Why would someone listening who doesn't work at FINRA care about what FINRA's values are?
Because anybody who works with FINRA will want to know what they can expect on the other end of the phone, on the other end of the conversation, in the room, anything that they're doing with us. And just like you want to do business with a company that you know is solid and has a strong foundation and a strong set of values, I think anybody doing business with FINRA wants to know that about us. And they know that they can count on these values. Sure, they don't have to participate in them the way that we do and that we have chosen to do, but they can count on us acting in that way.
So before we move on to the values, I just had one more question. So you mentioned values versus beliefs and values versus culture, but how does values roll into FINRA's mission?
Oh, God, this is such a great question. So I think when companies start, you know you want to do something. Right? And FINRA is very clear about our mission. Investor protection and market integrity is very clear with everybody who is here at FINRA. So we know what the what is. And then we know that there's strategies and goals around that. We set them every year very diligently into how we're going to make that mission be successful. But what the culture does, what the values do, is tell you how to do that. So if you don't have them explicitly called out and clear to everybody at FINRA, what happens is you get subcultures. And it depends on the leader. It depends on the situation. It depends on lots of things in the department. And the person across the table from you may or may not be working from the same values that you are. And it can slow down processes. It can cause conflict. It can delay business. It's really impactful to what we do every day. Just imagine, it's sort of if you walked out of FINRA to another company and you started acting like you acted FINRA, and they act the way that they act at whatever that business is. It's sort of two tribes sort of talking to each other differently. And that's what happens. And to say that we didn't define the values and so there isn't a culture is silly because it gets defined whether you mean it to or not. So it was very important for us to get to one set of values for everyone at every level, at all times, unwavering, to therefore feed up how we do deliver the mission. And that way we can do it consistently, efficiently, effectively, and together.
So we have four values, and I'm not cheating. I didn't write them down. We have responsibility, innovation, collaboration, and expertise. Why four?
So first of all, that you can recite them is just thrilling because after focus group of asking about the last ones and folks not being able to do that, one of the measurements we're looking at for success is will people even be able to recite them? So that's wonderful for me to hear. Thank you. So we didn't go in honestly saying a number. We didn't. We went in eyes wide open saying we're going to find out what values matter most to our employees, line that up to what we're trying to do as a business, bring that together, and use the values that will be the best for FINRA. It was important not just to pick a value. There's research out there, and all of it tends to point to the fact that no one value is the best that every company should have. What's more important is that it fits your company. And it can't be just the individual values. It has to be them hanging together. So we ended up with four after iteration and iteration and iteration of theming these concepts up, retesting with the focus groups, working with our management committee to talk about what mattered most, and coming to these, whittling them down to a set that, again, didn't just stand by themselves, but stood as a grouping that I always say feels like FINRA.
I wanted to go through each of the values a little bit so we can start with responsibility. What do we mean by this and what is expected of employees when it comes to responsibility?
So responsibility has both a inward and an outward edge to it. Inwardly for me, so it's empowering for me, it says that I'm responsible. I'm responsible for treating my colleagues with respect, with working in the confines of the compliance and with the ethics and integrity and all of the things that are required in the important work that we do. It's about being responsible to my colleagues and helping them when they need help. And we actually went back and forth with the word responsibility and accountability, but the focus groups were the ones that were very clear and said they liked responsibility because of that empowerment. It feels very much that it's mine. It's not just for somebody else. But the outward part of responsibility is for what we do at FINRA. We are responsible to manage the resources, work with the broker-dealers that we work with, to work with the people that we have to work with, policies, et cetera, in a way that's going to be responsible for the people in the end who we're supporting, which are investors. So there's both sides of responsibility.
So the next one, innovation. Innovation's a word that I think a lot of people, it's not top of mind when they think of a regulator. So how is innovation a FINRA corporate value?
Yeah, I think you're right that they don't think about us that way, but they would probably be surprised at how many innovative things regulators do, and especially FINRA. We can easily point to our technology side of the business and how innovative we've been with putting all of our information onto the cloud and all of the amazing work that goes on, taking in billions of pieces of information every day and processing them and using them so that we can do our business the most effective way that we can. So there's a lot of innovation, and I think people think about technology innovation kind of hand in hand. But there are a lot of other innovative activities that are happening and that FINRA is now embracing even more since it's our value, which is simply this, being open to new ideas. It sounds very simple, but we can all get stuck, especially in a company like ours that's been around for decades, saying, well, this is just the way we always do it, so let's keep doing it that way. Or someone bringing an idea to a table and us saying, well, yeah, but not here. Oh, we've tried that. Or even worse, someone not bringing an idea to the table because they're afraid they're going to be shut down. So it's those shifts around the corner of innovation that we're pushing forward.
So do you think having a value like that empowers employees to start thinking differently and start encourage them to think, how can we do what we do better?
Yes, you nailed it. I wish I just said it the way that you just said it. That's exactly it. It is encouraging. It is empowering. And we're seeing that happen. And I heard one of our leaders saying, you know what, if I do that, if I'm either intimidating or not responding in a way that seems open, call me out. So everybody's thinking about this a lot more today.
So next up, we've got collaboration. What's expected of all Finner employees when it comes to collaboration?
Collaboration is something that I think a lot of people think every day we do it. And we do. We collaborate. We talk to each other. So how do you come in the door? It's not a kind of a business where you sit singularly and do your work all day. So we collaborate all day. But the step forward on that one and how it affects everybody is moving out of the old thinking of hierarchy around collaboration. And that is part of our old way of going to business. But now we need to cross these lines of businesses. We need to step out of our silos. And most importantly, we need to be able to matrix. So where we're seeing and where we're pushing this value more is empowering people to say, go ahead and pick up the phone and call the person in the other business or in the other location, or call the leader, or call the people X up, down, sideways. Don't worry about the hierarchy. Don't worry about the silos, because it's only when we really collaborate that we'll go forward. Our old value in this space was called teamwork. And I love that word too, but teamwork does tend to make you think my team, work within my team. And so the shift to collaboration is modernizing that value to say outside of your team, across the organization.
That makes sense. So the last but certainly not least, expertise. What's the role of expertise here at FINRA?
We have a lot of expertise when it comes to what we do every day. We have everything from technical expertise to policy expertise to whatever piece of the business we're walking, finance, human resources, people solutions now, all of these great areas. And expertise is almost like that responsibility that it's twofold. One is being the expert. Stepping into being that expert too. I was in a larger group team meeting recently when we were peeling back these values, and someone said, you know, it's not just working on being an expert, but stepping into that and being okay with saying, you know what, I'm the expert in that. Let me give you my thought. So that's part of it. But the outward part is recognizing when you're not the expert and calling in the expertise of others. So we are not shying away from reaching again to other people to bring in their knowledge, to bring in their expertise. And that goes externally for FINRA. We work with a lot of people externally to learn what we need to learn so that we can do our job as regulators more effectively. So it's being the expert and calling on the others' expertise both, so that we're bringing the best minds, the best knowledge together.
It seems like someone might be able to look at these values and say, I'm an expert, so I don't need to collaborate because I'm the expert. What's your response to something like that, where one person uses strength in one value as an excuse to ignore another one?
Yeah, well, why we were talking about earlier that the four of them hang together so well is they must always hang together. All of the values have to happen at all times. So to anybody who says, I've got one of these and I don't need to do it, they're thinking about it incorrectly, because we have to do them at all times. But I can see where one elevates. The other part of this, though, is when it comes to expertise in particular, the day that you think you're done being an expert is the day that we know that you're not. You know, there's a quote, the man who thinks that he knows everything will never learn anything new, right? It's something to that effect is the quote. So with these values as well, it's never done. We will always need to keep focusing on them and hone them and get better and better with them.
So I wanted to move on a little bit. So those are FINRA specific values based on how FINRA as an organization operates and our mission and our culture. But more broadly, for companies looking to instill corporate values, you know, how do you work within the organization to make sure that employees understand the values and what's expected of them?
So my advice to people who pick up a project like this is to do it in the manner that we did, which was from the bottom up, because it will be hard to A, get the right set of values, and B, get the right words behind them and the meaning behind them if you don't have a lot of input from the employees as you go along. I mean, when I say we had focus groups, we had sets and sets of focus groups. And the same group we would go back to a second and a third time. Hey, what do you think about this now? How do you react to this? And at the last time that we got in front of this group and put the values as they now sit together, there was excitement. the people on the phone were excited. They became part of the change adoption because they were going out telling people, wait till you see these new values that we've all created together. So I would say you have to do that. And then when you do start to implement them, then it becomes the opposite. We implemented from the top down. So it was working with the very top team in the leadership to get them to embrace it, understand them, talk amongst themselves, align on what they would do differently. Then they actually became the trainers to the next group. We put our C-level team together, leading their next level through the training of these values. Certainly some of us were in the room, but they were the ones up front and doing all of the work. And then their group then did it to the next group and so on and so on. And so it's cascaded in a way that has built ownership and shown that to everybody in the organization that this is real. I think the worst thing you do is one of these exercises and put them on the wall and then say, yay, we have new values. You really have to show you're shifting. You really are shifting how you're behaving, making decisions, promoting, hiring, allocating resources, all the things that values help you do.
And how do you get buy-in from the senior management so that they really understand the importance of this project?
It was a process. So I think that intuitively, every person in our senior management understands this. If we said to anybody, we would like to be specific about the values so that folks who work at FINRA know how to behave, they would all nod their head saying, of course we do. There'd be no one of reasonable mind that wouldn't say that's an important thing to do. But it's hard. It's not as easy as saying, let's go do a project and implement something and tomorrow it's done and move on. It takes a lot of work. So the buy-in only happens when they start seeing the groundswell. And when we could point to things like our engagement survey, where their own teams were saying, we want to be more collaborative. We'd like to see more innovation. When they could see feedback from focus groups that were coming back saying, the employees would like this. That they started to recognize, not only do I know this is important and intuitively, but this could be a game changer. And that takes some work. There needs to be some team, if you do this kind of project, that is working at all times to convey the message, convey the importance of it, who feels the passion of it and pushes folks along, because they'll get there, but they'll need a little bit of a push.
And so what was the greatest challenge for your team in implementing the values here at FINRA?
The greatest challenge was before we got the final momentum. So the last 6 to 8 months is when we had the momentum of everybody on board from the leadership team and the focus groups finally iterating, and we knew we were going to get somewhere. And at that point, we'd already had the really tough conversations about it. But those tough conversations were the year before, and that was the hardest part. And it was this one that I remember saying, if we pick up this project and don't really put in values and don't really act differently, we will have been worse than had we done nothing. And it was a little scary to really ask all the leaders of this organization at that point, are you 100% on board? And I remember one of them saying, wow, there's no off-ramp on this, is there? And the answer was no, there wasn't. So getting to that point was the hardest part, to get everybody, heart and mind, saying, we're going to do this, and we really are going to change the way we act at FINRA. That was hard.
So we talked a lot about how values level up to corporate culture and how they're part of what drives the mission, but what other value is there in values from a business perspective?
So we have this model that we've put out for folks because we didn't want to just release 4 values and say, have at it. So behind this is a lot of materials, everything from toolkits for employees, toolkits for managers, FAQs, all sorts of things that are important for people to have at their disposal, because if they don't, they won't know the what and how to make these values become part of their day-to-day life and to activate them. So once we had the values, to your point, so what? The values now should dictate how the decisions are made. We always look at a problem as having multiple options of ways that you could address it. And of those choices, you typically think about the consequences of each of those choices. And then based on the consequences, you think, well, the outcome I want is this, so therefore we're going to pick option B. What we have now is make sure that you do step 4, which is consider the option with the values behind it. So am I being innovative? Is this responsible? Have we collaborated to the point that we need to? Have we brought in all the expertise and used every expertise of our own team before we make this decision? Now think about every decision and every action basing across that. That's a real shift. And that's what we gave to people. And that's why you have to not just roll out values, but you have to roll out a little bit of how to activate them within the organization for them to be successful. So there's been a lot of research about the importance of values. And I read just a couple days ago that when asked in interviews, and I've seen different statistics on this, but anywhere from 60 to 80% of folks being interviewed say that the values of an organization are more important to them than even the mission or the leadership of the organization. So people outside are looking in at FINRA to understand what FINRA is about, and it's great for them to understand who we are and great for our hiring as well.
And what's the risk in not making the values-based decisions?
We'll slide right back to where we used to be. It's like anything, it's habit. So just like I was saying earlier, if I don't have something like an app that tells me what's good food to eat and what's not, I might slip back and just not even meaning to forget that, you know, I've overeaten for the day. So that's what we're providing with all these tools. It's to keep it in front of you, to build the habits. I'm hoping that in a year from now, the habits are formed. And we have less need to be as prescriptive and to keep putting it in front of people every day. And instead, it becomes part of the grooves in the pavement.
So just wrapping up a little bit, we're in the middle of the first week of inclusion at FINRA. How can values level up to other important cultural priorities such as diversity and inclusion?
They're 100% aligned to everything we do with our D&I work. And we're actually with the employee resource group's leadership team. And we did a values session as part of that, that they create a plan every year of what they want to do to drive the awareness and the adoption and the acceptance of whatever the ERG is set out to do. So they set up their goals for the year and then overlaid them with our values and said, are we using the values in driving the behaviors and actions that we want around diversity. So it's a one-to-one alignment there. And it was really exciting to see them doing that and setting their goals with the values as the overlay there. And additionally, I would say we're a company, FINRA, that is based of people with all sorts of differences of thought, differences visually that we have, differences that aren't as surfaced to be able to see. But through all of those, we can hold on to that we all believe in four values and bring that into all of the conversation.
Well, thank you so much, Rosie. That's all I had for you today, but I learned a lot, and I hope a lot of our listeners also can take what they've heard about corporate values and corporate culture and think about it more about where they work as well. From Rockville, I'm your host, Caitlin Kiernan. If you have any ideas for future episodes, let us know. You can email us at finraunscripted@finra.org. Till next time.
Please note, FINRA podcasts are the sole property of FINRA, and the information provided is for informational and educational purposes only. The content of the podcast does not constitute any FINRA rule or amendment or interpretation to such rules. Compliance with any recommended conduct presented does not mean that a firm or person has complied with the full extent of their obligations under FINRA rules, the rules of any other SRO, or securities laws. This podcast is provided as is. FINRA and its affiliates are not responsible for any human or mechanical errors or omissions. Parties may not reproduce these podcasts in any form without the express written consent of FINRA.